Do you struggle with follow through, procrastination, completing mundane tasks, productivity in general? I do. Yep, the girl who helps others who struggle with all the ADHD things struggles with those things herself on a daily basis. I regularly need the dopamine rush of a deadline or people coming over or clients' expectations to get me over the hump and actually get something done. But the stress of waiting until the last minute isn't the only tactic us ADHDers can use to get ourselves motivated to follow through. There is also the dreaded A word, accountability. The mere mention of the word often sends shivers down the neurodiverse entrepreneur's spine. But I'm hoping that after today's episode, you'll see that accountability may just be the most important piece for us ADHD entrepreneurs when it comes to juggling building a successful business with running our families. So stay tuned for today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur. Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. When people ask me how to know if they are ready to start working with an ADHD coach, I say that it depends on where they are in what I call the three phases of embracing ADHD. The first step is awareness, becoming aware of what ADHD is and how it shows up in your life, developing an awareness on how ADHD impacts your schedule and your relationships. You need to be super clear on what is currently happening so that you can make adjustments. Which brings us to the second phase of embracing ADHD, which is acceptance. Acceptance means that you accept and realize that you are running on a different operating system than about 93% of the rest of the world. What works for them is often not going to work for us. The sooner we can develop awareness around what ADHD looks like in our life and accept our neurodiverse brains, the sooner we can move on to the third phase, which is action. And we're going to dive into all sorts of ways that you can use accountability to take action a little later on in the episode. But I wanted to start by emphasizing that taking action, like hiring an ADHD accountability coach, is most effective when you have developed an awareness around what your ADHD looks like and you've accepted that the help that you need is unique to you and your brain. And you might be saying, Christy, this all sounds fine and dandy, but why is it that accountability is such an important action for us ADHD entrepreneurs? Well, that is an excellent question. And before we dive into the types of accountability that you can use, let's talk a little bit about why accountability is important for those of us with ADHD. So it turns out that getting stuff done is more than the step of getting stuff done. You need to commit to a task or project. You need to figure out what steps you need to take in order to complete the task or project. You need to schedule time to work on completion of this task or project. You need to problem solve when things don't go as planned. And I would love for you to guess how you would categorize actions like motivation, task initiation, planning and prioritization, time management, and problem solving. If you said executive functions, you win. I'm not sure what you win exactly, but you win. Executive functions are directly related to self-regulation, meaning that those of us with ADHD and lower levels of dopamine who tend to struggle with executive functions are going to struggle to regulate ourselves on the way to reaching our goals. But external accountability may be very helpful in motivating us. And this could be due to what is called the Hawthorne effect. The Hawthorne effect states that people behave differently when they know they're being watched. For instance, have you ever washed your hands in an airport bathroom while singing the entire Happy Birthday song, unlike the splash and dash that you do when you're at home? Or maybe you find that you get twice as much work done when you take your laptop to a coffee shop than when you try to work in your office at home. Those of us with ADHD who find and use external accountability are often more likely to follow through and make progress on our plans and goals. We often feel more supported and more motivated. Some studies have even suggested that external accountability can improve the executive functions of motivation, follow through, and task initiation. And if you're thinking, I want to improve my executive functions of motivation, follow through, and task initiation, where can I find some of this accountability you're talking about? Let's wrap up today by discussing four types of accountability that can help those of us with ADHD to actually follow through and reach our goals. First, publicly announce what you'd like to do. Yep, you heard right. You can improve your chances of actually following through, making progress, and reaching your goals simply by telling the world what you're going to do. There's just something inside of you that says, you know what? I told everybody I was going to run this half marathon. I better go get some running shoes and start running. Now, I realize that many of us with ADHD, myself included, may need a little bit more support when it comes to external accountability. And for those people, might I suggest my second accountability option, which is to find an accountability partner. Your chances of success improve greatly when you have to update your progress on a regular basis to your accountability buddy. And chances are you already have somebody in your life that could act as an accountability partner. It could be your spouse, a friend, an extended family member, a classmate, a coworker. What you need for a successful accountability partnership is someone who can check in on you on a regular basis, who will cheer on your success and your progress, and who may even push you a little bit when you need it. One more thing about accountability partnerships before we move on, and this kind of relates to the idea of pushing you. Make sure that you're okay with the person who is your accountability partner pushing you. They're going to get in your business and ask you hard questions, especially if it seems like you're not making progress or if it seems like you're backsliding a little bit. If you're worried that you'll ruin a friendship or need marriage counseling afterwards, look elsewhere for your accountability. There are other options that may be a better choice. The next type of accountability I suggest is to practice body doubling. Body doubling is simply working alongside someone else. It could take place in person or it could take place online. The principle behind body doubling goes back to the Hawthorne effect that we discussed earlier. If we know we're supposed to be working and that people are watching us, we are much more likely to follow through and do the work. And body doubling doesn't have to be for work. I have clients who use body doubling apps to help them clean their house or do their laundry or write their grocery list. And there are all kinds of apps and websites out there that can schedule body doubling sessions for you. I personally don't have any favorites, but I will link to a great recent article that I found that lists 7 different apps and websites for body doubling, and you can find that link in the show description. And my final type of accountability is to hire a coach, which is probably where your mind went when I first mentioned accountability, right? A coach's goal is to get you to your goal, plain and simple. And typically, your coach is not somebody that you have a personal relationship with, so there won't be any awkward dinner dates or somebody sleeping on the couch because your session got a little heated and things got a little personal. Coaches come in all types with all sorts of expertise. A personal trainer is a coach for your exercise. A tutor is a coach for your studies. There are coaches who specialize in helping you reach your goals for your career, your lifestyle, your money, your mindset, or like me, for moms with ADHD who are trying to juggle building a business and having a family. If you want to learn more about what I do as an ADHD coach, you can watch this video right here or find a link to it in the show description below. I would love to know what type of accountability works best for you. Or if you haven't tried accountability before, are there any of the four types that I gave you today that you are going to try in the near future? Drop me a comment below, or you can leave me a voicemail message at the link in the show description. And if you feel like you're ready to take the leap into ADHD accountability coaching, you can book a free, no obligation, 15-minute clarity call with me to discuss your goals and how I could support you. You can book your call by visiting bit.ly/TAM clarity call. I'll be back next week to discuss something else those of us with ADHD often struggle with when it comes to getting stuff done. Motivation. So make sure that you've hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes of the ADHD Mompreneur. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,